From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. European countries set to further ease lockdowns. Indonesian Air Force to inaugurate first female fighter pilot. Now the news in detail. Italy and Spain are among a number of European countries that are set to further ease their coronavirus lockdown restrictions from Monday. Most businesses in Italy, including bars and hairdressers, will be free to reopen after more than 2 months of nationwide lockdown measures. Spain is set to relax its restrictions outside of Madrid and Barcelona, with groups of up to 10 people free to meet. The measures follow consistent drops in the number of daily recorded deaths. On Sunday, Italy recorded the fewest daily deaths since it entered lockdown in March. It said 145 people had died with the virus in the previous 24 hours. This marked a significant drop from its highest daily death toll, which was more than 900 on 27 of March. The U.S. Air Force has successfully launched its Atlas V rocket carrying X-37B space plane for a secretive mission. The rocket launched on Sunday from Cape Canaveral, a day after bad weather halted plans for a Saturday launch. The aircraft, also known as an Orbital Test Vehicle, OTV, will deploy a satellite into orbit and also test power beaming technology. It is the plane's sixth mission in space. The launch was dedicated to frontline workers and those affected by the pandemic. A message, including the words "America Strong," was written on the rocket's payload fairing. U.S. President Donald Trump noted a significant decrease in the number of COVID-19 cases across the country in recent days. In late April, the daily increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in the United States stood at around 36,000, while starting from May, the daily number of new cases of the infection fluctuates between 18,000 and 27,000. As of 17 of May, nearly 1,470,000 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the United States, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data shows. The number of fatalities stands at 89,000 and around 270,000 patients have recovered. Shoppers flocked to Thailand's top end malls on Sunday, eager for retail therapy as shopping centers reopened in a gradual easing of restrictions to revive the virus-ravaged economy. The shopping center relaunch comes with Thailand's infection numbers slowing in recent weeks. Authorities announced 3 new cases Sunday, with a total of just over 3,000. Customers and businesses were advised to adhere to restrictions, which include limits on the number of people allowed in retail spaces and a ban on alcohol sales in restaurants. Cinemas, however, remain closed. The government is also urging retailers and shoppers to check in on a digital platform when entering malls. It will send a message if a coronavirus case is discovered in a specific store. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Flight Lieutenant Ajeng Tresna Dwi Wijayanti is said to become the Indonesian Air Force's first female fighter pilot, who is scheduled to be inducted at the Air Force Base in Cilangkap, East Jakarta on May 18. The Air Force Chief of Staff, Yuyu Sutisna, is scheduled to lead today's inauguration of 42 Air Force officers, which include Ajeng, in the 97th Wing Day ceremony, which is confirmed to be held under strict COVID-19 health protocols. The Wing Day ceremony will prove to be historical for the fact that the Indonesian Air Force will officially have a female fighter pilot to secure Indonesia's borders and sovereignty. As many as 239 residents of the East Java city of Surabaya who may have suffered symptoms of new coronavirus have been sent to the Surabaya Haji Dormitory for being quarantined for 14 days. Chief of Surabaya Public Security Order Agency Irfan Widianto said in Surabaya on Sunday that the Surabaya Haji Dormitory has a total capacity of 375 beds. Each of its rooms has been equipped with bathing items, face mask, and hand sanitizer. The Haji Dormitory has also been equipped with rooms for medical treatment, supporting facilities, and a playground, and the local authorities dispatched doctors and paramedics to take care of the residents during the 14-day quarantine period. The last item, member of the Indonesian House of Representatives Commission Wan Sukamta expressed concern over the case of the burial of Indonesian crews at Somalia Sea by Chinese flagship Lukin Yuanyu 623 on Saturday, May 16, and asked the government to protest the case. Sukamta asked the government through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to protest and coordinate so that similar events in the future could be prevented and there were legal actions for all companies involved in the death and alleged violence against Indonesian crews on China's vessels. He deplored a similar incident reoccurring, especially the case of the burial of Indonesian crews at Somali Sea by the Chinese flagship Lukin Yuanyu 623 on Saturday. There were alleged acts of violence against crews on the ship. Sukamta hopes that this will be the last case and there will be no more cases of Indonesian migrant workers who have died due to arbitrary exploitation. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Elections Amid COVID-19 Pandemic. Is it possible? Well, listener, COVID-19, which began to hit Indonesia since early March this year, resulted in a postponement of the simultaneous regional head election from September 23rd to December 9, 2020. This was decided through government regulation in lieu of law signed by President Joko Widodo on May 4, 2020. It also accommodates the option of further postponement if the COVID-19 pandemic has not subsided and has the potential to disrupt the course of the election. The General Election Commission had submitted three scenarios to postpone the elections. First, the election is postponed for 3 months from the original planned or carried out on December 9, 2020. The second scenario is for 6 months or around March 17, 2021. And the third one is for 12 months to 29 September 2021. The House of Representatives finally took the first option, which is December 2020. However, taking into account various considerations, this decision was considered by many related stakeholders as an impossible mission. An epidemiologist from the University of Indonesia, Syahrizal Sharif, once said that that it would take at least 6 months for the life to return to normal after the pandemic is declared over. While at present, he said, the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia has not yet reached its peak. Related to the 2020 election, which are postponed until December 2020, Chairman of the General Election Commission, Arief Budiman, during an online discussion entitled Building Democracy Amid Pandemic on Friday, revealed pessimism it could be carried out if people's discipline in conducting physical distancing is very low. According to Arief, the Commission must start the stages of the elections in early June 2020 so that the elections can be carried out on time. It is impossible to do if the large-scale social restrictions are still in place. Organizing local elections, especially simultaneous in separate provinces, cities, and districts throughout Indonesia, is not an easy problem. It takes time and stages before reaching the actual implementation, starting from the selection of the 14th committee, verification of the support of requirements for individual candidates, the formation of voter data updating officers, as well as updating and preparing voter lists. All of these have to be postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Postponing the election until right time is a wise step to do, since the government and the latest authorities will have more time to prepare themselves. Moreover, carrying out elections amidst the pandemic has the potential to increase spending, because each polling station must run health protocols such as physical distancing, the provision of masks, gloves, hand sanitizers, and thermal guns. But delaying the democratic process for too long is not without risk, because it means that delaying the termination of the new regional heads and the ranks with all the accompanying policy is related to the future of region. Hopefully, the COVID-19 pandemic ends soon. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, meet again with me, Putri, in our regular program Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on May 18, 1980, when Mount St. Helens erupted. Mount St. Helens is a volcano which is located at Skamania County in Washington, United States of America. The mountain is part of Cascade Mountains and has known with the name Lowalla Clough in the past, taken from regional language which means volcano or smoking. The mountain was the most known with eruption on May 18, 1980. The eruption was the worst one both from the power of eruption or economic loss in the US history. 57 people were killed due to the eruption. Now the location of the eruption becomes National Monument of Mount St. Helens. Next event was in 1974 on Smiling Buddha Operation, India succeeded to conduct its first nuclear test. Smiling Buddha was a code which referred to the explosion test of the first nuclear conducted by India. The test was conducted in Pokhran on May 18, 1974, and the nuclear test was the first one to be conducted by country outside of the permanent members of United Nations Security Council, namely the United States of America, the United Kingdom, France, China, and Russia. The last event was in 1980 when Red Blackburn died. Red Blackburn was a photographer who was killed on the eruption of Mount St. Helens on May 18, 1980. When the eruption occurred, he covered the eruption of the mountain for local newspapers, the Vancouver, Washington Columbian, and National Geographic magazine. Listener, that was Today in History.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kota sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Kuperlihatkan semua hartaku. Selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Hati teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Oh, jemputan.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia for today is on President Joko Widodo encourages people to buy domestic products. President Joko Widodo urged people to buy domestic products during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the inauguration of the hashtag Bangga Buatan Indonesia national movement through a virtual conference at the State Palace in Jakarta Thursday, May 14th, the president said Indonesians must support, help, and protect each other so as not to be exposed to the COVID-19, and the economy is also not threatened. Therefore, it's necessary to save your neighbors, relatives, friends, and family with discipline in implementing health protocols. By caring for neighbors who are in difficulty, shopping in small or micro businesses, and buying works of Indonesian products, President Joko Widodo believes that Indonesians can jointly pass the COVID-19 pandemic. He also expressed that Indonesian creative industry products are good, the designs are not inferior to foreign products. Many good quality products are made by home industries of farmers and fishermen. According to the president, domestic products must be appreciated, supported, be given as much space as possible, and be used for the safety and progress of the nation and state of Indonesia. He added, these products must be a mainstay to foster confidence that Indonesia is a nation that is proud of the work of the nation itself. The president also cited a number of national works in the field of health that have been used for handling the COVID-19 pandemic. In the health sector, to accelerate the handling of COVID-19, Indonesia has succeeded in developing a polymerase chain reaction or PCR test kit, rapid diagnostic test or RDT, ventilator and mobile BSL or biosafety level 2. It is hoped that the end of May, all the innovation can be mass-produced so that Indonesia is no longer dependent on imported products from other countries. President Joko Widodo believes a pandemic is not an obstacle to fostering creativity and innovation. He emphasized that the limitations actually encourage continued innovation, transformation, explore self-potential, and create opportunities. And listener, that was My Indonesia for today.
Kertasku kan melaju membawa surat cinta bagimu, kata-kata yang sedikit gila. Sahabat
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Champlong Natural Tourism Park in East Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. ...46 kilometers from Kupang, the capital city of East Nusa Tenggara, there is a tourism object which is visited by many tourists, namely Champlong Natural Tourism Park. This 2,000-hectare tourism park is a natural habitat for hundreds of endemic flora and fauna of the island of Timor. In addition, the park also has natural resources such as springs, basin which is formed naturally, and natural cave. This cave is usually used for cave searching activity. There is also an artificial cave which was made by Japan in the colonial era. Besides searching the cave, you can also do cross-country. You do not have to be worried about getting lost when doing cross-country, because there is path through the tourism forest which has been prepared to make easy the visitors doing the cross-country. Of the Champlong Natural Park is that there are various kinds of flora and fauna. Most of them are categorized as rare ones. You can also find animal of original endemic which lives wildly, such as black-backed pigeon. Champlong Forest is also grown by sandalwood, which is endemic plants of Timor Island. Area, which was the first time determined as tourism park in 1929, is located at the side of road to Soe City, Fatulo district in Kupang Regency. The location can be accessed from Kupang to Champlong Forest by public transportation to Soe or by private motor vehicles. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Champlong Natural Tourism Park in East Nusa Tenggara. Tomorrow we'll meet again with another interesting topic. Bye bye. Meski di Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce new Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Perkenalan or Acquaintanceship. Today's lesson is all about perkenalan or acquaintanceship. Listen to this conversation between Kevin and Pak Imran. They are talking in the car on the way to a hotel.
Mas Kevin, dari mana asal Anda?
Saya dari Darwin, Pak, Australia.
Oh, Mas orang Australia.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Dari mana asal Anda? Which means, where do you come from? Asal Anda dari mana? Which means, where do you come from? Anda berasal dari mana? Which means, where do you come from? Saya dari Darwin, Australia. I come from Darwin, Australia, sir. Saya berasal dari Indonesia. I come from Indonesia. Oh, Mas orang Australia, which means, oh, I see. In the conversation, Pak Imran said, Mas Kevin, dari mana asal Anda? To ask about someone's origin, you can say, dari mana asal Anda? In English, where do you come from? Asal Anda dari mana? Anda berasal dari mana? The word dari mana or where do you come from can be used to ask someone's origin. To respond the question, you can mention the city or town or your own country. Let's follow the next examples. Dari mana asal Anda? Where do you come from? Dari Jakarta. From Jakarta. Asal Anda dari mana? Which means, where do you come from? Saya dari Indonesia. Which means, I come from Indonesia. Anda berasal dari mana? Which means, where do you come from? Saya berasal dari Indonesia. Which means, I come from Indonesia. Someone's origin is usually connected with their citizenship. In the conversation, Pak Imran says, Kevin adalah orang Australia. Or, Kevin is Australian. Because Kevin comes from Australia. To mention about your citizenship, you can use the expression saya orang blah 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 followed by your country of origin. For example, saya orang Australia, saya orang Indonesia, and etc. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mas Kevin, dari mana asal Anda?
Saya dari Darwin, Pak, Australia.
Oh, Mas orang Australia.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Tempat Lahirku. The song tells a story of someone who left their hometown, where he or she was born and growing. Hometown will be always loved, especially for those who get some life in other region. This song also describes the beauty and peacefully of village among the hills. Over there, the father struggles to look for livelihood. Let's listen to the keroncong song Tempat Lahirku by Panji Asmoro. Enjoy the song.
Meskipun aku dirantau. Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Tertawa bersamaku seperti dulu lagi. Walau hanya sebentar, Tuhan tolong kabulkanlah. Bukannya diri ini tak terima kenyataan, hati ini hanya rindu. Segala cara telah ku coba agar aku bisa tanpa dirimu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safirri Adela. See you on the next English program.